11:32, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. He starred in the lead role of Hamilton, the musical here in Chicago, for its entire run. Miguel Cervantes took Chicago by storm, and Chicago loved him right back. The show ended earlier this year, and then Miguel got bumped up to take on the starring role in Hamilton, the musical, on Broadway. Until COVID-19 came along and Broadway shut down. Miguel is back in Chicago right now. Hello there, my friend. Welcome back home.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Miguel, it's great to hear your voice. Man, what a crazy couple of months for you.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I got to New York in... when was it? March, just at the beginning of March. My first performance was March 3rd. Had a nice little break and then started up. And then 10 days later, 10 performances later, I hopped the plane and got out of town immediately when they told us, the story is Wednesday. I think a lot of people have this story. Wednesday, we had two shows. We had a matinee in the afternoon and everything was kind of starting. Everyone was kind of feeling, a little bit of the anxiety about it. And then Wednesday night show, and I was talking to the hair person about, I said, I think maybe we'd probably get through the weekend. We'll probably go maybe another week, and then we're probably going to shut down. And I tell you what, by the end of the show, before the end, the last number, I was telling everybody, guys, we're not coming back tomorrow. I mean, at intermission, the NBA went down, and the NCAA was talking about that. And then, of course, Tom Hanks goes down, and everyone's like, well, clearly, we're all done for. It was such a fast process throughout that show. And I realized, guys, we're not going to come back and do the show on tomorrow night on Thursday.
Yeah, that was
they announced it Thursday afternoon. Yeah,
that was the trajectory when the NBA and NHL went down, and Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were announced, and then Broadway shut down, and suddenly people started taking this whole thing a little more seriously. So at the end of that second performance, then that day, were people even in the audience?
Yeah, no, we had a full house. I mean, we had a regular audience. It was a great show. I think the feeling in the building was we had already had a meeting about for the last week before that, we had already had a meeting about no one was allowed on stage from the outside anymore. No, we weren't allowed to go out and do autographs anymore. All of that had been happening. So we were all very sort of on edge already about making sure. And it was actually just right then, the week prior or a few days prior, they announced that one of the ushers for the Six, what was supposed to open that Thursday night, one of the ushers at that theater had been diagnosed. And so we were already starting to feel a little bit of the buzz of something big about to happen, but on stage in the audience, everything was fine. Everything was the same. And, we were doing the Broadway Cares, collection, charity. And so, it felt relatively normal with this sort of underlying anxiety. And then, even Thursday, we didn't know. I was with a friend of mine in New Jersey, kind of getting ready to go to the theater because we didn't know for sure. We were going to maybe do the last performance before they told us in the afternoon that it was going to be shut down. And originally, we were told April 12th, and we've been sort of in communication with our producers and everything, and we just don't know if that probably doesn't seem like a very possibility anymore.
Right, especially, with the numbers and everything that we're hearing about New York right now.
It's weird. It's great. And my wife and son are still here in Chicago. And I had done my commuting back and forth 1 week, and then, I packed up my new place in New Jersey and hopped on a plane the next Friday morning and been here the last 2 weeks doing the the homeschooling and isolation and all of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's such a weird time. What a weird, crazy time.
I know you got out of New York pretty fast, but it must have been weird. I mean, the area where the theater is, where Hamilton is performed, is right in Times Square. It's right in one of the busiest, most congested areas in the world. With all of the other shows and all of the other traffic in New York, it must have been eerie as it started to thin out and became kind of a ghost town on 42nd Street.
I can't imagine being, it was still felt, you know, we started to see a lot more masks walking around in Times Square, a lot more people sort of keeping a little bit more distance, but it didn't feel too empty. It still felt regular. With, you know, I think that all that sort of the sparseness of people started after I left. I think people really understood by then, you know, in the week after I left, how important and serious it was getting. And even then, you know, I was watching the news before, and they said that as of even last week, 2 weeks ago, before it, you know, two last week, people were still out, and people didn't think it wasn't as ghost town as it is now.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see a lot of that, but now seeing pictures of Times Square in 46th Street right there, where it's just empty. It's really surreal. I'm a zombie fan. You know, I like the novels and the TV shows and video games, like that kind of stuff. And it feels very, I recognize this a lot.
Yeah, it's to see those pictures of it being completely empty right now. I mean, even the naked guitar player guy is gone. I mean, you know, when that happens.
I mean, and all the lights are still on, and all the billboards are still up and lit up, and yet there's not a soul. Maybe one or two cop walking around or something. It's a surreal feeling, and to see that, to sort of see what it looks like, and think about when we get to go back, you know. And I feel it's such a terrible, you know, I have so many friends and shows, and like I was saying, Six was going to open. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with, there's a lot of shows that are going to have trouble coming back, or maybe they won't come back, or maybe they will. I mean, how do we even get back from this? It just feels like such a high hill to climb, and it's such an uphill battle. I know there's so many things that have to happen before we can even think about that.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that are involved with, you know, the healthcare, you know, healthcare and the people, and there's people who are sick, and before we can even think about, you know, us getting up on stage and singing and dancing.
Yeah, that's so many steps away. You know, just containing the virus, you know, number one seems insurmountable, but, you know, how do we get back to life as we know it? And, you know, get some structure back in our lives again. That's going to be, it's going to be a very interesting next several months, it seems like, to me.
Yeah.
So as you'd mentioned, when you, your plan all along, I mean, you had told me this before Hamilton even closed, when it announced that it was closing, and what your plans were, is that you were going to go to New York and star on the show there. Your wife Kelly and your son Jack were going to stay here, and you were going to be the one to commute back and forth till you saw, you know, what was going on. So you come back now when Broadway shuts down, and you are in self isolation with your family. What does the star of Hamilton do when you know, he's stuck in the house?
Well, I've learned how to play the Pokemon card game, which is kind of fun. My son and I, we're very, very fortunate. Kelly and I are able to sort of be involved with Jackson and his schooling. And, you know, I think we talk about this all the time, Kelly and I, about how we would be if Adelaide was still here, if my daughter was here. You know, I'm giving a shout out right now to all the special needs families and, folks, caregivers whose family members, you know, they've been dealing with this, you know, sort of, you know, isolation and, you know, cleanliness and washing hands. They do that every day. And so now we all sort of understand what everyone's understanding what that is. You know, we're sort of, you know, we kind of, I don't know what to do. You know, I've kind of, you know, we've had a couple of meetings with, you know, we've talked with the Hamilton folks are reaching out every once in a while, just checking in. But I did do something cool. I am doing something cool right now. So as we are, you know, sort of sitting here wondering what to do and what to fill our days with, the Broadway and Chicago people reached out and said, hey, let's do something fun for all of these young folks who are, you know, I feel so bad for the seniors in high school who are doing these musicals and who are their last show and the Illinois High School Musical Theater Awards. These kids have just worked so hard, and they're not going to be able to do any of the stuff they prepared for. So we're partnering with them. We're going to give them a little platform to sing some songs and show off what they've been doing.
Miguel, let me take a quick break so I don't have to interrupt you, because I want to find out a lot more about this, of what you are doing to help kids who are in musicals in school. So they can perform still through this program that you're talking about. Miguel Cervantes from Hamilton on the line with us today. And you know what, Miguel, I was thinking about this. You brought it up briefly. You were talking about what this would have been like had Adelaide, been here, and all the medical attention that she required. What that would have been like, and what the families of kids with special needs must be going through right now, that we're in and out of hospitals all the time and taking the kind of precautions that everyone has to take now. But families that had to take their kids for medical care, while all of this is going on in hospitals and in emergency rooms as well, it's a story really that we haven't heard very much, because we're all concerned with the virus. But what about these families who have ongoing medical issues that they have to deal with, that you and your family dealt with for so long?
Yeah, I think it's my wife wrote a really amazing blog post just this past week about, we are all experiencing now as a society what special needs families experience on a daily basis. This whole different lifestyle, a new normal, the normal that people are in is sort of, the cleanliness in hospitals and doctors and healthcare and all of these things that we're all of a sudden now worried about is how we lived our life, and making sure that we were always washing our hands, and, how are we going to get the medical care for Adelaide with the nursing and all the things. Right. I think it's a testament, as we're all sort of seeing how difficult it is to navigate a whole different life change when it comes to like a medical and sort of thinking about healthcare and health, to sort of see how, folks who do this every day, like we did, and then to send them some love and support, and because now their life becomes even more difficult, where now there's, it's not just regular day germs. Now there's this other thing that they have to worry about.
Right.
And, we are, feel unbelievably, some sort of mixture of guilt and relief that we don't have to worry about that. But then hoping that the families that do still have to worry about that are getting the support that they need,
right,
that their nursing care can still get to them, that their hospital visits aren't, filled with terror, just for their normal, things that they have to get done. So, I think it's something that maybe needs a little bit more attention to make sure that those types of people are getting the support and the help that they need, and that they're, and that they don't get left behind as everyone else who are otherwise healthy are also finding difficult times in the medical system right now.
Right. I couldn't agree with you, 1,000% about all that. I can't imagine what families with ongoing needs are going through, given the extra amount of work that medical professionals now have to deal with,
yeah,
with the pandemic. And so great that you're channeling all of this into something positive. You remember what it's like being a kid who loves music and musical theater, and you work up toward certain goals, and then suddenly the world stops. I mean, this is something that is affecting everybody. But when you're a high school student and you've been working on something, forever, and then suddenly the rug is pulled out from under you, understandably so, because it's a very serious thing. But great that something was developed to channel that creativity, a virtual stage for people who will not be able to perform on actual stages for actual audiences, But now, as so many performers are doing now, online, virtually, so the performers can still perform and people can still watch, just in a completely different way. This Around Broadway in 80 Days, it's called, the new social media program. Explain what it is.
Yeah, so the Jimmy Awards, which are the High School Musical Theater Awards, clearly will not be happening this year. And so, you know, as Chicago, my second home, my new home, you know, the Illinois High School Theater Music Awards, which are one of the bigger ones, we're partnered with Broadway in Chicago for any of the performers who would be eligible to perform in those awards. I'm inviting them to just record their song in any way they want, any song they want, just to sort of get their, just so we can see what they've been doing, to see the hard work that they've put in. You know, it's easy to sort of go inside yourself here and just, you know, hunker down and wait for this to be over and sort of isolate yourself away from the world. But I think it's better to, you know, let your light shine a little bit in a time when we need some light and we need a little something positive. So I want them to sing. I want them to feel like they get a chance to show all the hard work that they've been doing and for the world to see what they've been doing, bring a little laughter and a little smiles to the folks, to the performers, and as well as the rest of us who just need to hear somebody do something amazing. So yeah. BroadwayInChicago.com, you can get all the information. Hopefully we'll start seeing some videos of these talented folks pretty soon. And I'll throw some shout outs to a bunch of them and just give them an outlet and a venue. And I know as a 17-year-old kid or 18-year-old kid, it's probably anything, baseball, whether it's sports, theater, senior year in general, you know, what a bummer, what a letdown. So I just want to try to give a little light. We want to try to give a little encouragement to the folks who are probably feeling kind of down right now. So BroadwayInChicago.com, Around Broadway in 80 Days. Let's see some talented folks do their thing and hopefully bring some smiles out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure you must have seen some of the videos that are on social media if you're not too busy with your Pokemon games that you're playing right now. I know a lot of friends who are, you know, parents, that's all they're doing now is playing Pokemon and games that they never thought that they would be playing. And I think even Lin-Manuel Miranda said a teacher should be paid $1 million a year.
Oh, listen, I can't imagine. We have one kid, and we're at each other's throats all the time. These teachers have 25 or 30,
right,
and they're dealing with it every day. You know, listen, I approve this message. Like, pay them some more money, give them a medal, because this is tough stuff.
Yeah, I think parents are getting a new realization of all that. But I'm sure you've seen on social media the some of the videos that schools have been posting. We had Rolling Meadows High School choir last week on the program talking about a video that they performed. They were about to do West Side Story before everything stopped. And instead, they did, I forget which platform they used, but they did one of these group platforms, and all the choir members appeared and sang Somewhere from West Side Story.
Yeah, I love that. That's what I want. I want to see more of that. I want to see, because, you know, not for nothing, they might get seen by more people this way than they would have in their regular high school show.
It went viral.
You know,
Their video went viral.
I want to see that. I think the world needs that. I think the world needs people singing. And I think that these young people need to be able to sing and not feel like they got cheated out, you know, too much of what was going to happen. And those are the kind of videos that I think we want to get out there. Yeah. And show some love.
You know, what you were saying about how the world needs music, I mean, you know, it just sounds like a phrase until you actually experience it. Like this video of these kids singing Somewhere, you know, there's a place for us and looking forward to a hopeful future in this time that we're living in right now. I don't think I've ever been so moved by hearing a song performed at this particular time, hearing that song performed.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
It's amazing. West Aurora High School did the same thing. There's a high school in California that did Somewhere Over the Rainbow that's absolutely beautiful. I mean, schools are doing this, but here's an opportunity for you to be, you know, part of this program that Broadway in Chicago has put together, Around Broadway in 80 Days. You can get more information at BroadwayInChicago.com to have your work out there and have one place for it. It's been impressive. I mean, have you been able to see some of the performances by some of your fellow Broadway stars
I've been watching some of the folks do their thing. I just actually today watched a video of his name is escaping me. He's the Dear Evan Hansen right now. He was in
Jordan Fisher.
Yeah. I just saw him sing Waving Through a Window, and I was like, oh wow, that's amazing.
It was
sitting in his living room. Yeah. I said, this is cool.
Yeah, I saw that as well. That was another performance that gave me goosebumps. I mean, it's so well performed, but you know, the words and the meaning at this particular time, some of these songs are so poignant. See your boss, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's also being a teacher at home with his kids right now. So
I was watching some of the things that he was talking about with his kids, and he was one of the ones that was saying, hey, these teachers need some love.
Yeah. Anyone who's at home with their kids are saying, pay the teachers $1 million a year. They deserve it. But, jumping online as often as possible to do performances. He and Andrew Lloyd Webber are going back and forth, like a rap battle. Lin-Manuel Miranda and Andrew Lloyd Webber
are going back. There are actually a couple of In the Heights concerts that they've been doing, I think.
Yeah.
There was a thing with Mandy Gonzalez and Chris Jackson, and they were doing a little In the Heights back and forth. And then they had something with Anthony Ramos doing some In the Heights stuff. So, you know, just like stuff like that to keep us all connected. I think we're actually going to have, interestingly enough, a Hamilton Zoom chat today.
Oh, cool.
At about 3:30, Tommy and Lynn and Alex, and we're all just going to kind of get online and just chat and check in and have a hello. And I don't know, maybe we'll sing some songs. Who knows?
Good. Look forward to that. It's always great to talk to you, Miguel. I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad you're back home. You and Kelly and Lil Jackson are some of my favorite people. So I'm glad to know that you're safe and doing well. And if there's anything that we can help you with at any point, you know, please let us know. In the meantime, check out Around Broadway in 80 Days through BroadwayInChicago.com to get more information about that. Miguel, it's great that you've gotten involved to help out. These kids are going through a frustrating time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's worth it, and you know, if you can give some love to your healthcare, your local healthcare worker, also wouldn't hurt either.
I appreciate you joining me, even though I know it's just so you could get away from playing Pokemon for 30 minutes.
My son has given me dirty looks over here, so I should go.
Yeah, you're getting the evil eye. I know. Come on, it's time to play. Let's go. Miguel, exactly. Thank you, pal. Give my love to Kelly,
thanks
and we'll
so much
talk to you soon.